It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
It's not what happens to you that matters most. Rather, it's how you choose to react to it. This is a 2,000-year-old nugget of wisdom from the Stoic philosopher Epictetus. From weather warfare to looming global world war, to lethal vaccinations to toxic food and air, the all-out assault against the human race and the web of life continues to unfold. If the current course is not completely altered, planetary omnicide will very soon be the end result. And the paradox is this: so many in the ranks of the human race are actually playing the part of either active or passive participants in their own demise. So many are refusing to show any sense of responsibility to the whole. This is especially true in first world nations. Conformity is consent. Those that are still clinging to the self-serving life they crave need to take a giant step back in order to remember and consider that they, in fact we, are all a part of a whole. The ship of life, our once thriving planet, is sinking by the day. And not half the ship, but the whole of it. No habitat, no humans. How simple can that concept be? So many are even now squandering their time with distractions that amount to rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. If we do not collectively focus on salvaging what is yet left of Earth's life support systems, we will soon, very soon, reach the end of the road. The end of the Anthropocene era, the end of the age of man. And even worse, on the current course, the human race will take the entire web of life down with us. Do we have that right? And to all of those who roll their eyes and walk away in total denial of the conclusions just stated, to such people, remember this: your denial won't save you from what's already unfolding. Only the collective efforts of a fully awakened and committed to the common good population can have any chance of turning the tide. What will you choose to do with the time you have left? This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour for January 13th, 2018. This is a commercial-free program and is brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org. This broadcast is transmitted throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, 105.7 FM, Saturday mornings from 6 AM to 7, Sunday mornings from 7 AM to 8. Global Alert News is also broadcast on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network. My thanks to Gary Knoll for that. Other networks are also picking up and utilizing the show, which we greatly encourage. We require no compensation for that. The only purpose for this show is to help sound the alarm. Orchard Nutrition, if you're in the Redding, Shasta County area, we continue to try to leave free materials there. We can't afford to mail these all over the country, as some people want us to do. We don't have the resources to do that, but we do leave some at Orchard Nutrition for those in the Redding, Shasta County area that will help us to share those materials and wake others up around you. Jim Fair, this week, staunch ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering, G-E-M-F-A-I-R-E. Look up their homepage, look up their events, attend their events. If you're anywhere near where the events occur, there's a fully stocked Geoengineering Watch informational booth with free materials at those events. Get materials, circulate them, help to wake those around you. This week, today, Jim Fair is in Del Mar, California, at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, today and tomorrow. Next week, San Rafael, California, at the Marin Center Exhibit Hall. That's January 19th through the 21st. The week after, Hillsboro, Oregon. That's January 26th through January 29th. Attend those events. Help us to sound the alarm. If you're anywhere in the region, show your support for Jim Fair for helping us in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. Now, what does the power structure do? There's a lot to cover today. As always, this is an ongoing and accelerating battle that we must win, or all is lost. To wake the masses to what's unfolding around us, biosphere collapse will lead to total economic collapse. But to hide that from the population, what does the power structure do? Artificially inflates the stock market so that the public is pacified, thinking if the stock market's fine, everything else must be as well. And let's remember that the environment has historically produced 75% of all global GDP for free, no longer. The biosphere is collapsing on countless fronts. Here's the headline. This is from multiple sources. Euphoria sends global stocks to new record highs. For traders returning from the holiday, Wall Street last week posted its best start to a year in more than a decade. European stocks climbed for a fourth day, rising to the highest level since August 2015 and poised for the longest winning streak in 2 months. Completely artificial card house of wealth that will collapse in a moment's notice. To mask the severity of what's unfolding around the world, pump up the market, pacify the populations. That's what's happening. Another headline, global debt, along the same theme, global debt hits record of $233 trillion. From that report, global debt rose to a record $233 trillion in the third quarter of 2017. It's still climbing now. It takes a while to calculate that. Bottom line, those are numbers on a page. What matters? Habitat. No habitat, no humans. Why is that absent from the picture? Another headline. Credit card debt hits all-time high as consumers unleash historic shopping spree. Let's just party until there's nothing left. That's the mentality, especially in first world nations now. It's official from this report. The reason behind the recent rebound in the economy can be explained with two words. Charge it. Exactly what's happening. All the way to the top, all the way to the central banks that are pumping up the stock market artificially. Another headline. How does this fit into this supposedly expanding economic engine? Comcast fired 500 despite claiming tax cut would create thousands of jobs. Another headline. Peugeot to cut UK's car plant workforce by a third. Another headline. GoPro cutting jobs, discontinuing drone production. Another headline. Telecom Italia is considering 7,000 job cuts. Doesn't sound too good in those arenas, does it? Completely artificial. That's what our current paradigm is, completely artificial. This headline, next headline from multiple sources is not new, but it should send a message because without habitat again, it's game over. And the oceans and the tuna populations are a harbinger of what's happening. Tuna populations are plummeting. In fact, bluefin tuna are down 98%, almost gone. Almost gone. So what was the world's most expensive fish? A 222-kilogram bluefin tuna was sold in Tokyo's Tsukiji market for an all-time high. Listen to this. I'm not making a mistake. One fish, one tuna, $1.8 million. You can check that at Time.com, Time Magazine, who covered it. Other sources covered this as well. $1.8 million for one tuna in Japan. It's because they consider tuna from a certain region of the oceans around Japan to be sacred, but nevertheless, there's so few of them that one fish sold for almost $2 million. Harbinger of what's to come. How quickly will the dollar collapse? The false wealth of the global reserve currency, the empire's currency, for which the empire has been willing and has done, crushed other nations if they refuse to use the dollar. From that report, while the dollar still retains its might and it's universally accepted in preference to other less stable fiat currency, it's becoming clear, at least to independent monetary observers, that in 2018 the dollar's primacy will be challenged by the yuan, the pricing medium for energy and other key industrial commodities, the petrodollar. Countries are disconnecting from the dollar, and that's what's caused much of the conflict in the Middle East. When countries decided not to use the dollar, like Iran, the saber's been rattled against them ever since. In the case of Saddam, he was simply taken out. In the case of Gaddafi, taken out. In the case of Syria and Assad, because he wouldn't allow a pipeline there, they've tried to take him out, not so successfully this time, because many countries have had enough of the empire raging around the globe, riding roughshod on anyone who won't toe the line, and many countries have had enough of that. Russia, for one, has had enough. A lot of other countries are saying no more as well, like Pakistan. I'll get to that later on in this broadcast. About Iran and their refusal to use the dollar, which is a prime reason that the saber rattling began against them just after the year 2001 or 2002, The U.S. is actively trying to destabilize Iran, as they have done so many other countries in the Middle East. And again, this is not speculation. When we have General Wesley Clark stating right after the false flag of 9/11, one week after, all the list of countries that were going to be taken down, why is it a surprise that that's happened in most of those countries? Are those who control the U.S. government also using weather warfare to destabilize America? Because they did it against Iran also, by the way. I've mentioned that in previous broadcasts. Leaders of Iran on the floor of the UN stating publicly, never covered by our media, that they were the subject of weather warfare, the victim of weather warfare by NATO weather warfare programs that were cutting off their rain, as was the case with all the other Middle Eastern countries that were cut off. All of them by NATO weather warfare programs. Is weather warfare now being used to destabilize America? That's my question. How many weather-related disasters impacted the U.S. this year that were unquestionably involved or a part of the ongoing climate engineering operations? How many? After an over 12-year absence of major hurricane impacts to the U.S., which was also a result of climate engineering, suppressing hurricanes in the Atlantic Basin for 12 years, also not good for the planet, a parade of record cyclones slaughtered parts of the U.S. and Puerto Rico. And this is not to say that we wouldn't have weather disasters without climate engineering. Not at all. Given the now runaway warming of our planet, much of it due to climate engineering itself, nature's fury will absolutely continue to unleash repercussions. But in the case of Hurricane Harvey, Irma, Maria, Jose, etc., they were all steered with the use of atmospheric aerosols sprayed by jet aircraft and massive radio frequency microwave transmissions. And this is not speculation, but a recorded fact. A fact that anyone can observe if they take the time to investigate the data at geoengineeringwatch.org, which includes recordings of the radio frequency microwave transmissions. And I'm not asking anyone to believe me. I never have. I'm asking you to investigate. Do legitimate investigation. Let's move on. Then there is the stage the climate engineers set for the catastrophic California firestorms, absolutely a result of climate engineering impacts, also recorded at geoengineeringwatch.org. And now, in the last week, there's the rains hitting California that had concentrated pockets of precipitation, quote, hot spots, as they were called by the script-reading official weather reporting agency liars, like those at the Weather Channel. These hot spots of heavy precipitation were, in fact, predicted, or should I say scheduled, prior to the massive and deadly flooding directed over the burn areas. And for the legions of unresearched skeptics that try to convince themselves that man cannot manipulate precipitation and weather, for such individuals, I say this. Find your courage, detach from your ideology, your preconception, and your bias, that you might actually do some objective research while it still matters. Weather warfare is being waged against populations around the globe, including in the United States. The chemical ice-nucleated and engineered cooldowns that are being carried out in the U.S. and elsewhere in the world are a fundamental part of the ongoing weather warfare. Here's a reminder on chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. This is a patented process that geoengineeringwatch.org has documented over and over and over, including an updated post at geoengineeringwatch.org that was put up last Wednesday titled Geoengineered Winter, the Chemical Ice Nucleation Factor. Read it, open the many highlighted hyperlinks within the article, and do some real investigation. Investigating the facts is not just an option, it's an absolute obligation for anyone that claims to care about their children, that claims to care about the future of their children. And while the paid liars at entities like the Weather Channel try to explain away all the ice storms and weather whiplash, just for the record, and for those that may likely never take the time to actually read the chemical ice nucleation article mentioned a moment ago, here's an excerpt from a U.S. patent, patent number 3613992A. The patent title is Weather Modification Method. This patent has been assigned to the United States of America. Here's the excerpt. Quote, the invention provides a method for producing snow from natural atmospheric clouds using endothermic reacting seeding agents. This method is effective at producing ice crystals in vapor clouds with temperatures as high as 6 degrees C. By the way, that's almost 43 degrees Fahrenheit, far above freezing. Ice crystals produced at temperatures far above freezing. Two of the elements named in the patent are ammonium nitrate and potassium nitrate, which all of us get to inhale with every breath we take. And these chemical ice nucleating elements are on top of the other primary elements used in climate engineering operations, starting with aluminum, barium, strontium, manganese, the list goes on. The patent goes on to say this, I quote directly, the invention described herein may be used by and for the government of the United States of America. So there you have it. We're all lab rats in a grand and lethal climate engineering Manhattan Project. And all that I have just stated is only scratching the surface of what's going on in our skies. Is it any wonder that every other commercial on TV now is about asthma, allergies, COPD, and now we're seeing commercials about Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's disease, as if these conditions are something that we should all just expect to get as we age. The human race and the entire web of life are literally under siege. The weather warfare terrorists must be exposed and halted. On to headlines from Gizmodo.com. Here's the headline. North Americans are either too cold or too warm right now. It's a direct result. The weather whiplash I've mentioned over and over and over. Chemical ice nucleation for weather modification, a primary factor there. Back to the report. This report is not new. It was from immediately preceding engineered winter storm Grayson, in which the bombogenesis, the made-up term from the weather makers, paid liars at institutions like the Weather Channel who are paid to cover the tracks of the climate engineers. This report was done just prior to that storm in which the bomb cyclone hit along the East Coast. But it's important to see that now the weather whiplash is being acknowledged. The Gizmodo article stated this, if you think the weather's a bit weird right now, you're not wrong. The northern and eastern portions of North America are caught in a deep freeze, and the eastern seaboard is preparing for something called a bomb cyclone. Meanwhile, in California, residents are reeling from an unusually long wildfire season, and Alaskans are skating it in t-shirts. So what gives? Question mark. Climate engineering gives. The giant elephant in the skies that academia, betraying the human race and the entire web of life, refuses to acknowledge that the power structure paid media is tasked with covering up, and that all too many citizens are all too happy to have covered up. First, let me move on. Let's cover the engineered cool down zones that are happening around the world that are absolutely the result of completely out of control weather warfare. And to those that would say, again, it's just normal winter weather and nothing's wrong, I say this, get over your ideology, your bias, and your preconception. As I stated before, get over it. Do some real investigating, wake up, and face the climate engineering nightmare, and do your part to help bring it to light and to a halt. About the engineered cooldowns, here's some headlines. From multiple sources, Bangladesh hit by coldest temperatures ever. Follow me through these headlines, and then let's get to what's really happening on a global scale. From this headline, severe cold wave engulfed Bangladesh this week. This is surface cold, by the way. Remember that, as I've covered in so many previous programs, chemically ice-nucleated dense layer of cold air that descends to the surface and creates the headlines that the power structure and the geoengineers want. Severe cold wave engulfed Bangladesh this week with record-breaking low temperatures, the coldest the country has seen since record-keeping started. At least 12 people, including 6 children, died of cold-related ailments in just 4 days. This is weather warfare. Another headline, multiple sources. Heavy snowfall affects 2.3 million people, kills 21, and destroys 700 homes in China. From that report, two rounds of very heavy snowfall hit China's eastern and central regions since January 2nd, 2018, with freezing rain. Very common now, as I've been over in previous programs. The chemical ice nucleating agents often hit the surface before setting up, before turning into ice. That's why ice storms are now so incredibly, quote, normal, according to the official cover-up agencies like the Weather Channel. 21 people, this is in China, were killed and millions affected as of January 8th. I've been over that so many times. Just search Chinese scientists create artificial snowstorms. Fox News, Time Magazine, Popular Science all covered this, and yet American public continues to believe this is not possible. If the Chinese can do it, our military, which is unimaginably larger and more sophisticated certainly can and are doing it. Another headline, snow covers northern Algeria's desert for the second time, for the second winter in a row. We all saw the snow over the sand dunes in the Sahara, which was theaterized as much as they could. That's why they engineer such events while the planet's in total meltdown. And I'll get to the meltdown facts in a moment. Bear with me. Another headline, at least 79 dead as cold wave grips northern India and Nepal. These headlines go on in these pockets of engineered weather, the engineered cool downs, the weather whiplash scenarios that they create. Now, let's get to what's happening in the U.S. And in spite of the parade of theatrically named, highly sensationalized geoengineered winter storms, here's a headline to consider from the Denver Post. And before I get to this headline from the Post, why do I cover the environmental issues so much? Because when the environment dies, we die. Very simple. You can print all the money you want. You can pump the stock market up all you want. None of that matters, and none of that's going to matter very soon, because you can't turn off the wheels that are turning now. You can't just shut them down. We're through the guardrail. An example I've used over and over because I want people to visualize that in their mind. The car has crashed through the guardrail. We're all on that car. It's free falling through the sky toward the bottom of the canyon right now. It doesn't matter how hard you put the brakes on. We're going to hit the bottom. If we can salvage anything, it depends on what we collectively do or don't do. But I focus on the environment because the environment is the bottom line. Environment dies, we die. And the environment is dying at unimaginable speed. Non-linear equation. Colorado snowpack, worst in more than 30 years. In some areas, leaving water suppliers on high alert. Halfway through the snow season, we don't really hear this when they're sensationalizing the named theatrical winter storms. We don't see this, do we? Halfway through the snow season, utilities are trying to preserve as much water in storage just in case the snow, deep snow never falls. Colorado Mountain snowpack shrunk to record low levels. Now, if you remember the headline I just read, snowpack is worst in more than 30 years, but yet in the text it says record low. And why the headlines sometimes try to paint a picture that this has all happened before, because that puts people back to sleep. They think, oh, what's happened before? It's no big deal. That's not true. They change the goalposts across the board from what are, quote, average temperatures to safe levels of radiation, safe levels of aluminum. They change the goalposts. So the public thinks, oh, we're within the safe level. There is no safe level of radiation. There's no safe level of aluminum. And they change the statistics to hide the severity of what's unfolding all the time. Record low snow in Colorado. This report finishes with this. They've calculated that even if there's big late snows, it may not make up for the lag in water. It's happening. Climate engineering is disrupting the hydrological cycle around the globe. Another headline from multiple sources, 2017. And consider this with all the cold records I just read, okay? Or the cold headlines. 2017, the second hottest year on record after only 2016. From this report, the high level of heat was accompanied by abnormally high levels of wildfires, very abnormally low sea ice extent and mass thickness. High levels of drought in various parts of the world. Climate engineering is the single greatest drought-causing factor, period. This is hard science. Look it up. It's striking that 16 of the 17 warmest years, this is from the report, have all been this century, stated Jean Noel Thipaut, the head of Copernicus, in an interview with Reuters News. 50 years on from now, and we're not going to make it that far, make no mistake, this is to pacify populations. She states, again, the head of Copernicus states, I wonder if people will still be claiming that climate warming isn't occurring because the temperatures during the winter are 50 degrees Fahrenheit on average in New York City rather than 100 Fahrenheit like during the summer. Perhaps the U.S. won't exist as a country by that point. Let me be clear on the current course, mathematically speaking, even if the equation doesn't become more nonlinear than it already is now. No, we won't be here in 50 years. Nowhere near that. On the current trajectory, our horizon is unimaginably short. The fight for life is here. It's now. For many people around the globe, it's now. And for the American population, it's coming. The power structure, as I've stated so many times, is doing everything they can to pacify populations till the brutal bitter end. That includes pumping up the stock market. That includes importing tens of billions of dollars worth of food from countries abroad that are starving to death to keep our shelves stocked up, again, to pacify the American population. That includes engineering winter weather to create the illusion of winter on a planet that's in total meltdown, again, to pacify the population. On those heat records, by the way, 2017, second warmest year, warmest non-El Nino year ever recorded. 2016, record warmest year, which broke the record set in 2015, which broke the record set in 2014. We've just passed, I think, the 394th or 5th consecutive month in a row of above normal temperatures. Planets in total meltdown. The only thing hiding that fact from the population are massive climate engineering programs. When's the last time anybody saw any succession of blue days? Any blue days in many areas ever? It's tainted now with our, quote, mostly sunny skies as our paid lying meteorologists. This includes our local meteorologists in Northern California at KRCR and the Record Searchlight as well. Paid liars, sue me. If you think you can sue me for calling you a liar, sue me. And let's go to court and let's find out who's lying. I'm ready, and we are pushing as fast as we can with filing legal action that may likely take place in Northern California, because we know a whole lot of lying has occurred here, and we know that statistics are being covered up. Massive amounts of aluminum flowing down the waterways is being covered up. We know this for a fact. I've been told it to my face by employees of local municipalities in a closed-door meeting, told to my face they were hiding the statistics. It's coming. So for all those people, and not just here, I hope many follow our model if we can get this done. And the power structure's done everything they can. For those in the anti-geoengineering community that think it's very easy to fill out a form and file a lawsuit, no, it's not that easy. The power structure has for decades prepared for this and tried to make it as difficult as possible, but we will break down those barriers and press on with our legal action. We're doing our best to do that. We need all the help we can get. We need people to help us raise awareness. That's what we need most, effectively and efficiently, to help us raise awareness, share credible data from a credible source, not just any sensationalized headline of made-up nonsense that's dangled before you. Credible data from a credible source if you want to help in the battle. Records are falling around the globe. The temperatures are off the scale. Nighttime lows rising twice as fast as daytime highs. Methane is filling the atmosphere. It's blowing out of thawing seabed deposits in the Arctic and in the tundra. And it's flowing into the atmosphere, covering the planet like a layer of glass. Climate engineering, in the attempt to hide that, is making it all exponentially worse. Let me get to more headlines from multiple sources. Look these headlines up. Don't believe me. Bats are boiling alive in Australia's heat wave. Don't hear this in our media, do we? Report begins, today was a dreadful day and a heartbreaking day in Australia, with temperatures soaring above 44 degrees C. That's 117 or 18. The Campbelltown flying fox colony were hit hard, with literally hundreds dead on the ground and still hanging in the trees. So many little lives were lost due to the extreme heat and not enough canopy cover to shade them or keep them cool. Adults sought out shade and more shelter further up the creek, resulting in many babies being left behind to deal with the heat. This is unprecedented heat that our media doesn't report when they're pushing the frozen America narrative on the Weather Channel propaganda station that we have. Americans need to look a little bit past their doorstep. The planet's in total meltdown. Another headline from ABC News in this case. Hume Freeway, this is in Australia also, melts in heat in Victoria ahead of scorcher predicted for today. From that report, a 10-kilometer stretch of the Hume Freeway in central Victoria in Australia has melted in the heat. 10-mile stretch. With the state's police advising motorists heading towards Melbourne to prepare for delays. We don't hear about 10 miles of freeway melting in unprecedented heat. It comes as parts of the country prepare for additional heat waves. Here's another headline from down under, from news.com in Australia. Sydney's all-time record was broken. Penrith, Australia hit 47.3 degrees this afternoon. Penrith sizzled through 47.3 degrees C this afternoon while much of the country battled against heat, fires, and ozone pollution. What a surprise. We live on a planet that was miraculous and balanced, an energy balance. And it is astounding to me how many people still try to convince themselves that this massive decimation that's been inflicted on our planet by the human race, with climate engineering at the epitome of that decimation, would have no effect. How irrational is that? We've totally destroyed the energy balance of our planet, and we're about to find out the repercussions the hard way. From this report again in Australia, according to the New South Wales Bureau of Meteorology, Perinth beat Sydney's previous record, which was recorded just last year. Imagine that, just like in the world statistics I just read. The record has been broken that was just broken last year. Year after year, hotter and hotter and hotter. And for those who think the statistics are being altered to exaggerate the temperatures, no. The exact opposite is occurring. We monitor temperatures in many areas, and what do we see? A radical underreporting of those temperatures. Why? To pacify populations. Are there people trying to make money off the disasters, disaster capitalists? Absolutely. There always is, and there always has been. Does that mean the disaster is not real? Of course not. Are people capitalizing off wars and conflict? And I'll get to more of that later in this broadcast. Of course they are. Does that mean the carnage is not real? The war is not real? The conflict's not real? Of course it's real. Think. We have to think. We have to use our sense of reason. We have to wake up. We have to abandon the life we thought would be and face the life that is if we're to do anything about it and salvage anything for our children. Another headline. Antarctica's melting from below and it's getting worse. Antarctica's ice shelves are melting from warming ocean waters from below. Ice shelves are already vulnerable to calving off large ice chunks. Last July, an iceberg the size of Delaware broke off the Larsen C shelf. How those ice shelves work with the ice sheets and glaciers are what directly relates to making more precise sea level projections. When the ice shelves break, the buttress that held up the land-based ice is gone, and that iceberg begins to slide radically quickly into the ocean. As the ice melts on top, there's moulons. These are holes in the ice where the water pours down through that ice, lubricates the strata that holds the iceberg up, and makes it slide faster in the ocean. Feedback loops. About 50 feedback loops in full swing right now, which makes the equation we face as non-linear as it could be, an exponential equation at blinding speed, abrupt climate shift, far worse than, quote, global warming. We don't like Al Gore or carbon credits, the disaster capitalist, but the disaster is very real. It's now. Another headline from the IB Times in UK, melting glaciers and ice caps causing seafloor to rise and sink around Earth. This is where we have issues like glacial rebound that further fuels sea level rise. As the weight of the ice diminishes on, for example, Greenland, we have glacial rebound. Greenland is starting to rise up out of the sea. This is a fact that displaces even more seawater. The oceans are warming. The fact that they're warming so radically, that creates thermal expansion, which further enhances sea level rise. It's chewing away at coastlines right now. And that fact is another reason why they're trying to confuse and divide the American population as to the true state of the climate. Because then they would realize that anybody who has a home that's right on the ocean is living on borrowed time already. And oceans don't rise uniformly. And for those who say they haven't noticed any sea level rise, go look at some of the coastlines around the globe that are disappearing. They're disappearing. They're having to relocate habitation because or villages and so forth because their coastlines are disappearing. That's not because sea levels are going down. They're coming up. And we've had absurd statements from certain individuals that state the seas aren't rising, the land is sinking everywhere. Is it hard to think your way through such an absurd statement? It shouldn't be. When the ice melts, where does it go? Into the ocean. What must happen to the ocean? It must rise. It's happening. Another headline from multiple sources. Sea level rise projections double, painting terrifying picture for next generation. It's not next generation, it's here. And I've said for over a decade that yes, the data from official sources is all wrong. The data from Al Gore is all wrong. In fact, in the opposite direction of what most would like to believe. It's far worse than anything any official agency or Al Gore has ever said. Far worse. And climate engineering is the tool that's being used to cover it up in addition to poisoning populations, making them less cognitively functional, as we know metals like aluminum do. We know that. We have the peer-reviewed study to prove it. So whatever the agenda, that's happening. And we know that certainly serves the power structure when the population is less able to think clearly or connect the dots effectively. They're more easy to control, aren't they? As we had Brzezinski tell us so many times, and thank God he's now dead, advisor to the president, going all these presidents going all the way back to Johnson. People like Zebrinsky are those who run the world. And that's why we are in this incredibly dark place. Continuing from this report on now the doubling of projections for sea level rise. And a consistent trend, future projections of an increase in the overall global temperature, as well as increases in sea level rise, continue to outpace all previous worst-case scenarios, far worse than anybody officially stated. And that's what we've stated at Geoengineering Watch the entire time of our existence. It's far worse than anybody told us. And let's consider this. This is truly absurd. Apparently, we don't have to worry about all this because there's a brand new headline from The Atlantic magazine. Here's the headline. This is new. Consider how absurd this is. A radical new scheme to prevent catastrophic sea level rise. A Princeton glaciologist says a set of mega engineering projects may be able to stabilize the most dangerous glaciers. Listen to how absurd this is, and this is the academia that we have now. First, the article mentions solar radiation management. The article states this, and look it up. Look it up in The Atlantic magazine. Here's the quote. Planes could spray materials into the atmosphere to prevent the sun from reaching the Earth's surface. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Anybody at all? Anybody that's bothered to look up? Yeah, solar radiation management going on over our heads has been for 70 years. Anyone that ever bothers to look up would see this. Next, the glacier preservation so-called solution from the Princeton so-called scientist is this: to somehow construct massive seafloor walls to hold back the glaciers from melting and sliding into the sea. And you can't make this kind of thing up. This is what we are getting from so-called scientists, from so-called academia. We're swimming in a sea of total insanity. And remember the headline I read a moment ago, the glaciers are melting from the bottom up. Also, what good would it do if you could even build such a giant cleat on the floor, when on the seafloor, when the glaciers are melting underneath anyway? And these are so-called scientists that we're trained to revere and accept as being the oracles of truth. Circus of insanity. Another headline: BP and Shell planning for catastrophic 5°C global warming despite publicly backing Paris Climate Agreement. From that report, companies are trying to have their oil and drink it too by committing to a 2°C in public temperature rise while planning for much higher temperature rises, say shareholder campaign group Share Action. Neither BP nor Shell would comment on the report directly. BP said it, quote, anticipates a range of scenarios to give us flexibility in our approach. Let's consider that, a range of flexibility. We are long gone at a 5°C temperature rise. Gone. No habitat left. Mass extinction already over at that point. We're told that we're trying to stay under 2°C right now. The actual readings on the ground that we see indicate that we are past 3.5°C right now, past that point. And if that's the case, that means we're past the point, the baseline at which humans have existed on this planet. That doesn't mean we die overnight, but it means we are in the process of dying right now. That the car, as I stated earlier, is through the guardrail, plunging down to the bottom of the canyon. Buckle your seatbelt. It's coming. Doesn't matter whether you believe it or you don't believe it. It won't change reality. If we're to have any chance of altering the current trajectory, it will take a massive public wake-up, which involves everyone who's already awake attempting to effectively and efficiently wake those around them with credible data. Again, another headline. This one involves Mr. Trump, because he's the current occupant of the White House. But like all the other previous occupants of the White House, just a puppet in the play that serves the power structure. And even if there's different factions of the power structure that are infighting, they're still a part of the power structure. And all the theater that's created about the various conflicts is all designed to distract you from everything I've described in this program so far. Don't fall for that distraction, the left-right false paradigm. All a theater of the absurd. Focus on the oncoming light at the end of the tunnel. That's absolutely a train. That's what it is. It's about to run us all over. Focus on that. Here's the headline, though. And again, for those who, for some reason I don't understand, support Trump, just like I don't understand those who supported Obama, or I don't understand those who supported Clinton, all falling for the illusion, the puppets in the play. Here's the headline. Trump decides climate change is no longer a national security threat. Really, Mr. Trump? Because you've signed up to geoengineering and that's going to hide it all forever so we never have to worry about it? We know the Trump administration openly supports geoengineering on the record. We cover that at geoengineeringwatch.org. As did Obama administration, Bush administration, Clinton administration, and so many before them. All supporting climate engineering, whether openly or secretly, all supporting it. And by the way, again, for the record, since the Trump administration has taken office, climate engineering has been radically ramped up. And that is probably directly connected to Trump's denial of there being any problem, because perhaps he's delusionally convinced himself, or those around him have convinced him, that they can tech their way out of this. Not true. Every climate engineering operation that's carried out is worsening the overall warming of the planet. Short-term, highly toxic, chemically engineered cooldowns at the cost of a worsened overall warming. We are in the fast track to near-term extinction. Now, what happens, as I've stated over and over, with a military-industrial complex that exists and survives off conflict and the sales of the tools to create that conflict, what do? They ramp up their game. That's exactly what's happening. As the walls close in, the desperation of the military-industrial complex becomes ever more evident. Here's a headline from the Reuters news agency, exclusive. And Trump's name is in this again because he is the occupant of the White House. The same headline could have applied to Obama or Bush or Clinton or any of the rest. I have to drive that point home every single time, because whenever Trump's name is mentioned, the trained knee-jerk reaction of those who have been taught to think dichotomously, if you don't like Trump, you must love Clinton. No, that's not true at all. They're all criminals, all of them criminals. So please get past your bias and your trained knee-jerk reactions and listen to the facts. That's all I'm asking. Exclusive from Reuters, Trump to call on Pentagon diplomats, U.S. diplomats, think about this, to play bigger arms sales role, making them arms salesmen. Washington, the Trump administration is nearing completion of a new Buy America plan that calls for U.S. military attaches and diplomats to help drum up billions of dollars more in business overseas, weapons of mass destruction being sold to everyone. Think about this. Billions of dollars overseas for the U.S. weapons industry, going beyond the limited assistance they currently provide, officials said. President Donald Trump is expected to announce a whole-of-government approach that will ease export rules on U.S. military exports and give greater weight to the economic benefits for American manufacturers in the decision-making process. Let's let the corporations that make the weapons decide the rules. Let's sell them to anyone who everyone who wants them, and create carnage everywhere. And Americans seem to think we're on some sort of moral high ground? That's completely delusional. We're the biggest military-industrial machine on the planet, and now, more than ever before, we want to scatter those weapons of mass destruction that we manufacture to anyone and everyone who wants them. That's what's going on. To make America great again, this is how we're going to make America great again, right, Mr. Trump, or Obama, or Clinton, or anybody else in this line of insanity? So we're going to allow American manufacturers in the decision-making process, and that is long focused heavily on human rights considerations, and according to people familiar with the plan, will no longer focus on human rights. The initiative, which will encompass everything from fighter jets and drones to warships and artillery, is expected to be launched as early as February, senior officials said, speaking under condition of anonymity. A key policy change would call for embassy staffers around the world to act as essentially salesmen for the defense contractors, actively advocating on their behalf. Think about this. We're living in a world of total insanity. We have a very limited time left to live, any of us. It's not on the horizon. It's not generations away. It's here, if we remain on this course. And what are those, our quote, leaders doing? Ramping up the mechanisms of mass destruction so they can scatter those seeds all over the planet and ramp up the carnage everywhere to bring the entire web of life down in a final, fiery, grand finale of insanity. That's where we're headed. And for those who continue to wave their flags blindly, so-called patriots, who are nothing more than order followers for the empire, and I know there are many in that category, and I hope that they stop, stand back, look in the mirror, examine the facts, and think about where they got their beliefs, who gave them their conclusions, which should have been their own. And there are many who try to dispute the facts that I present on this program, the data-based conclusions. They try to dispute this publicly, but yet none of those people, some of whom have challenged me to debate these facts publicly, which I have always accepted, and then found in every single case those individuals who challenged me to back up my facts, which I immediately accepted, then they disappear. Why? Because they're not so confident of their facts overall? I have never turned down a public invitation to debate the facts on the air, but my acceptance has never then been accepted, even after being challenged by such people. Why is that? Moving on, more headline from the completely out of control and unimaginably desperate military-industrial complex. This headline from multiple sources. Pakistan suspends military and intelligence cooperation with the U.S. From this report, in the wake of President Trump's, yes, he's the one in office, he's the one we're going to talk about, President Trump's Twitter outburst last week alleging that Pakistan has given U.S., quote, nothing but lies and deceit, accompanied by the suspension of U.S. financial aid, Defense Minister Defense Minister Khan, let's leave it there, declared that military and intelligence cooperation with the United States is suspended during an address at the Institute of Strategic Studies in Islamabad on Tuesday. Pakistan is accused by the U.S. of being nothing but lies and deceit. Wow, that's the pot calling the kettle black, isn't it? The U.S. empire that's destabilized and or invaded about 100 countries in the last 100 years, with a list of deceits so long you could never get to the bottom of it, starting from the Gulf of Tonkin lie that was responsible for killing millions of people to Saddam's non-existent WND, and I could go on and on and on. Who are we to point the finger at anybody and call them a liar? Astounding. Another headline from the Duran.com. Drones used in attack on Russia's bases could only be shipped from the U.S. No surprise, the U.S. trying to cause conflict again everywhere, because that's what's good for business. As I just stated, with the now push to sell more U.S. arms, this is good for business. From this report, Russian Defense Ministry claims U.S. reconnaissance aircraft detected patrolling Mediterranean during drone attack. The Russian news agency Interfax is reporting that Russia's Federation Council, the upper house of Russia's parliament, has said that the 13 drones, which on Saturday attempted unsuccessfully to attack Russia's two Syrian bases, could only have been shipped from the U.S. Can you imagine if this story was in reverse? Can you imagine if Russian-manufactured drones attacked a U.S. base where the U.S. is occupying one of the 150-something countries it's occupying? There would be absolute outrage by the American public. But if we do it to anybody else, it's okay. It's fine. And that's immense hypocrisy that has to go. Blindly waving your flag and blindly supporting all the actions of an empire is not patriotism. It's tyranny. It's absolute tyranny. Another headline. And these headlines are important to consider. Again, as the biosphere collapses, the power structure becomes unimaginably desperate. And that's the place we are in now. Follow me through with these next few headlines. North and South Korea engaged in talks for over 11 hours. Progress reported in joint statement after the first day. The TASS news agency reported that talks between North and South Korea began Tuesday morning and ran for 11 hours. The main topic for this round of discussion centered on real and practical steps to improve relations between the South and the North, with the possibility of a North Korean team participating in the 2018 Winter Olympics to be held in Seoul, Korea. Let's hope that somehow, some way, there's enough oversight to prevent a country as desperate as the U.S. or Western military-industrial complex from using the 2018 Olympics as a false flag event to create global conflict, if we make it that far before something else happens. Something to consider for down the road. So here we have the North and the South attempting to stabilize that region. And the U.S. military-industrial complex, of course, doesn't want that, because that's bad for business. That doesn't help the empire expand. Doesn't help the weapon sales that we just covered, that now the Trump administration is pushing for, apparently, to make America great again. We need to sell arms all over the globe and create conflict all over the globe. Here's the headline. The Trump admin's, quote, bloody nose strategy to strike North Korea. And for the Trump people, again, I have to say this every single time, who start jumping up and down. Same criticism for Obama, the drone king, who killed thousands of civilians with drones, who incomprehensibly was given the Nobel Peace Prize, the epitome of hypocrisy, Obama the criminal, Clinton the criminal, Bush the criminal. I have to say it every time, but I'm getting tired of saying it. The Trump people need to face reality as well. He's a part of the problem. From this report, U.S. officials are mulling the possibility of launching a military strike against, this is preemptive strike, against North Korea targets without provoking war. Really? That wouldn't provoke war? I think it would. On the North Korean peninsula, the Wall Street Journal reports. It's been dubbed the, quote, bloody nose strategy. Reaction to some of the nuclear missile testing with targeted strikes against North Korean facilities to, quote, bloody Pyongyang's nose and illustrate the high price the regime could pay for its behavior, said the Wall Street Journal. Their behavior? What's their behavior? To not go along with the dictates of the U.S. empire? And I'm not saying the North Korean leader is sane. He's a part of the problem as well. But how come only the U.S. gets to test missiles, even on their own country, as I covered in last week's program, that indirectly killed, now reports state clearly, 400,000 Americans? That's all fine. And we can blow up other countries. We can blow up their islands. We can move them off of South Sea Islands and blow the whole island up, as we've done with nuclear testing. Carnage on top of carnage on top of carnage. We're the only one to use nuclear weapons on innocent civilians, as we did in World War II. But if anybody else dares try to defend themselves from the invasion of the empire, then we feel justified with our media propaganda to bomb the hell out of them. We conduct war games on their borders. This is the case with Korea, with Russia, and other countries. We conduct military operations right on their border that we would never tolerate on our borders, but it's okay if we do it. And this is, again, the hypocrisy of the American public. Is it any wonder that everybody's up in arms against the completely out-of-control empire? And that's what we are. That's exactly what we are. So as we see with this headline from the Wall Street Journal, as North and South Korea begin to try to work things out and stabilize the region, we want to provoke conflict and carnage yet again. As I've tried to point out so many times in the past, I will state this, this is the bottom line, as the biosphere collapses and that collapse accelerates exponentially, the power structures around the globe will become more dangerous than ever. This is, of course, as I've stated, especially true in regard to the power structure that controls the U.S. military. The juggernaut of mass destruction that's larger, as I stated, than the next 10 largest militaries combined. And no, the U.S. military is not about national defense. It's not about freedom. It's not about democracy. It's about empire. And for those who lash out again at such a conclusion, consider that, as I stated, your bias does not alter reality. The delusion must be shattered, and those who have been conditioned to blindly follow the delusion, to serve it without questioning, must be awakened. This objective applies to all militaries in all countries, of course, but most especially at this moment in time to the military-industrial nation, the United States of America. Dr. Martin Luther King stated this before he was murdered. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. And as Mr. Twain said, Mr. Mark Twain, at the beginning of change, the patriot is brave and scarce, hated and scorned, but in the end, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And blindly waving your flag in blind support of an out-of-control empire is not patriotism. And because our empire is out of control, and that needs to be stated, that doesn't mean that other nations are not corrupt. They are corrupt. But how can we point a finger at them when we have a log in our eye? How can we take the splinter out of their eye when we have a log in our own? Claiming to care is not enough. Truly caring about the greater good means taking action for the greater good. How? The first and most critical leap forward in this battle is to awaken the sleeping masses. How? Again, by sharing credible data from a credible source. Compelling facts and photos are far more effective than ranting. Learn to be effective and efficient at planting the seeds of awareness. GeoengineeringWatch.org will continue to try to supply the necessary informational tools for fully exposing and halting the climate engineering insanity, which is mathematically the greatest and most immediate threat we face, short of nuclear cataclysm. If we can accomplish this, we can then turn our attention to the long list of other existential threats that we collectively face. all of us, each of us, has the power to help tilt the scale in the right direction. We must never ignore or forget this fact. Stand up and make your voice heard in this epic battle for the greater good, before the sand in the hourglass runs out. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.